Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
On your latest celebrity news? All right, then, we'll just sit back, buckle up, and get ready for the ride. But before we begin, let's check in with our LA crew. What up, y'all?
Hey, everybody.
And our boy Chewy Martinez is here kicking it with us on the West Coast again. Okay, y'all, later, one Emmy-nominated actor just revealed he and his wife are swingers, and Kris Jenner got tackled by Kim's security guard? Okay, but first, what you got, Frank?
Well, ladies and gents, there is a new bachelor in the house.
Yes.
Take a look.
The moment you've all been waiting for all night is finally here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our next bachelor, Peter.
That's right. It's 27-year-old Peter Weber, a.k.a. Pilot Pete. He's going to be in charge of passing out the roses for season 24.
Hang on, I have a question.
Of The Bachelor.
Okay, a couple questions. Go ahead. Was he from the last season of The Bachelorette?
Okay. He was the guy in the windmill with Hannah B., who I guess had sex with Hannah B. four times in the windmill.
Well, what about the black guy?
They really wanted to have the first black bachelor, but turns out that he got set up by Hannah B. With the singer.
Demi Lovato!
We're good at this game, Portia. We should go on a game show.
I know, so I should. Connected.
But that's crazy. They're going to fix him up with Demi Lovato. Don't she have mental problems?
No, she had a drug problem. Put the black man with a drug addict in it. It's over now. She's getting help. She's new.
How do they choose these guys?
I don't know.
Easy. They watch them the whole season. You can tell their personality. You can see how they treat the bachelorette.
Okay.
Like, you are able to, like, watch a guy date someone else. That's the best way to date.
And this guy openly admitted, along with Hannah B., that they did have sex in that windmill four times. So now, I mean, the women
four
who are on the show.
Four times in the one session?
How long are these dates?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I banged you like four times on stage. Like, shut up. You did not. No one's looking for that. No girl has been banged four times. Get it gotten good once. We're good.
Wow.
There's stuff to watch.
It was so good.
You've never taken one of those gold rhino pills from 7-Eleven. Those will have you.
Well, Kris Jenner may want to get a helmet after this tackle. Now, in a clip from this coming Sunday's Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim's team mistook momager Kris Jenner for an intruder and tackled her.
No!
Good job.
Apparently, they must have done the rock bottom or some other wrestling finishing move on Kris, because from the sound of this phone call between Khloe explaining to Kim what happened, it sounded a little crazy. Take a look.
Hello?
Oh, my God, Kim.
What?
You gotta come. Your whole security just... tackled mom.
Wait, what?
Can't believe you got caught.
Wait,
I don't know.
My security just...
We just called 911. This is so crazy.
My God.
What happened?
Security just tackled my mom? Wait, what's going on?
We were in the backyard, and mom came down, and when she shooted up, I told her to go around, and they just tackled her. Mom, I gotta call you back.
Yo, all those dudes need raises. Every last one of them. That's how you're supposed to act. Like, you don't know nobody if you're security.
How you gonna tackle my mama like that?
She probably just had some work done and they didn't recognize her.
Yeah, this is so staged, so fake.
Thank you, honey. Okay. Oh, my God.
Y'all think it's fake? Yeah. She's hollering in the background. No, oh, my God.
No. My neck.
My back.
The rest of the season in a wheelchair.
And how long have they had this security person to not know who their mother is. Yo, the only way they could have made this situation work or made it look real is to show me Kris Jenner getting tackled.
Right.
They don't show me her getting tackled. Right. I don't know if I believe it.
Well, you know, this is a tease for the next episode. You'll probably get the little glimpse of it on next week's episode, but I can't wait.
I agree. I think we need video footage. She goes, let me check the surveillance. You should have posted the surveillance of her getting tackled, because maybe Christy Brinkley, who's been accused of, you know, faking her injury, we have footage of her falling on the dance floor.
Right.
So you got to come up with footage or we don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. And we still question everything.
When you see the footage.
Yo, that family stays fishing for storylines.
Yeah, they do.
Well, moving on, actor Thomas Middleditch, best known for the series Silicon Valley and Godzilla King of the Monsters, is getting very candid about his sex life. In a recent interview he did with Playboy, the actor revealed that he and his wife of 4 years, costume designer Molly Gates, are into bed hopping and swinging.
Nice!
Swinging.
Okay, so here's what he told reporters. Quote, to be honest, swinging has saved our marriage. We have different speeds and we argue over it constantly, but it's better than feeling unheard and alone and that you have to scurry in the shadows.
Okay.
So he... One of them had more of an appetite, is what I'm... But we have different speeds, meaning I have more of an appetite than she does, or she has more of one than I do.
I don't know if it's technically swinging if she's just saying, hey, you know, I don't want it that much. You can go out and do whatever you need to do, and I'm not going to divorce you. You got my permission.
That's
bed
hopping.
Yeah, but that's not swinging. Swinging's weird, like...
Right.
Swinging is trading her off to somebody else.
That sounds like an open marriage.
Yeah, because a threesome is clearly when it's you and one other person. Swinging is when I and my husband are going to lay with another husband and wife. Exactly.
And then I'll come over.
Oh.
No, you're not a part of it, Chewy.
No?
You're not invited.
Can I watch?
You got to bring a guest, at least.
That's voyeurism.
Wow, keep going.
Okay, I got to put my finger now. I look like
What's the next step beyond that?
If it's Thomas Middleditch and his wife and another girl,
then that's a threesome.
She's the middle bitch.
Right. The middle bitch is middle bitch.
And he's the middle
bitch. I'm trying to understand.
He's the middle bitch.
I saw what you did. Simon Cowell's recently been looking like a brand new man after he adopted a healthier lifestyle and dropped 20 pounds for adopting a new strict vegan diet. Nice. Now, he recently, while sitting down to chat with Ellen, he made a shocking revelation about his new health plan. Check it out.
I went to see this doctor in London, and we did some tests. And then a month later, he said, you have the worst diet I've ever met from any patient. So I went, okay, so out of the smoking, the drinking, the diet, what do I have to drop? He said, the diet. So I said, right, I'm in.
So you're still drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
What did you what's your diet now?
All the things I loved, I can't now eat.
Are any of you guys vegan? Anybody vegan on the show?
I used to be vegan. I was vegan for 6 months.
Yeah, I don't smoke or drink.
Chewy!
Yeah, I don't smoke or drink, so I would just do the diet, of course.
Oh, Chewy, you don't drink?
I do not. No,
you're
a little
just
bit of...
naturally goofy? I love it! That's crazy.
It's DNA.
Right. It's awesome.
Now, it seems like the diet would be the hardest thing for most people.
Yeah. Me too,
but
man.
The long-term health benefits from eating better outweigh anything bad that you're doing to yourself from smoking. Because most people ain't smoking cigarettes
they used to. Yeah.
Most people smoking weed. And that actually kind of helps most people, too.
When you smoke weed, you get a big appetite. It's like, I smoked a bunch of weed, now I'm starving, and now there goes the diet.
Yeah, right. But what if you smoked weed and ate a bunch of healthy stuff instead of going to get a whole pizza?
Hey, Craig does that.
I was a vegetarian for 4 years, but I was a junk food vegetarian. I was like, oh, it's not meat, but I could eat a whole cheese pizza and I'm okay. I was eating so many carbs, it was bad, y'all.
Food is a drug. Yes. It's like having drugs,
especially sugar.
And smoke. Yeah, food. When I'm not eating the food that I need, I feel depressed. Like I'm like, I need it. Like I need the bread.
But believe it or not, though, y'all, I think chitlins and pig feet is the other white meat, and we need to consume more of that, and it's healthier.
They used to eat that as slaves. Like, they used to eat that because they had no choice. That's what Massa would give them. Like, you don't got to do that no more.
Well, my Massa is Sergeant Wyatt's over there in Decatur, baby. They still serve me the good old pig ears.
And that's good.
All right, guys, more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, ladies, you know, I want to tell you about one of my guilty pleasures, and I'm going to come forward and be really honest with you. It's perfume. You got to go with Scentbird.
They have cologne as well. Since Heidi turned me on to Scentbird, all I can talk about is all the fragrances I'm trying.
You can get a 30-day supply from Scentbird. They have over 450 scents to choose from. Right now, I'm wearing Versace.
Scentbird's even helped me out at home because all the bottles that I used to have of all my colognes. So now all those are gone because the Scentbird bottles are perfect size and they can fit like right in my pocket next to my wallet. And we have a very exclusive offer just for our viewers. You can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. So go to scentbird.com/dish and use my code DISH for 50% off your first month.
That's $7.50 for your first fragrance. Visit scentbird.com/dish for you to try your first cologne or perfume for just $7.50. Sign on. Smell amazing. Now, Frank, I think there is something that we can all agree on.
And what is that?
I think that we can agree that nurses and doctors and dentists and all the people who work in the medical profession, we can all think of a time that they have helped us, right?
Absolutely. These people have dedicated their lives to caring for and serving others. So I think it's about time they could wear scrubs that make them feel good.
So here's the deal. We love this company called Figs. Figs is an amazing company that makes stylish scrubs, not only stylish, but also functional for people who are working in the healthcare industry.
Have you tried them?
I love them. So check this out. I actually have my scrubs. The yoga waistband, they're so comfortable. So whether you're one of the awesome people who work in the medical field or you're just somebody who wants to say thank you, Figs is going to make that super easy for you by providing you with 15% off your very first purchase. And all you have to do is go to wearfigs.com. Now, we do have a special promo code, which is DISH. So go there right now, wearfigs.com. That's WEARFIGS.com and enter our code DISH at checkout. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
How long, y'all? The legendary Whitney Houston is back, y'all. Well, the estate of Whitney E. Houston has announced an Evening with Whitney Houston global tour. So 7 years after her death, fans will get to see a hologram of the late singer. The company Base Hologram is presenting the live theatrical performance, and the tour will kick off in the UK February of 2020, and tickets will go on sale this Saturday. Take a look at the image they released of the hologram.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty sharp, actually. Oh.
That is. Oh. And just imagine, whatever doesn't really look like her, the details, you're going to be sitting in the audience. It's going to look exactly like Whitney.
Yeah. Well, y'all, some fans are excited about this tour, but others not so much, calling it sad and a disgrace to her legacy. So is this creepy to y'all or not? Are you here for it, Gary?
It's sad, though. It's really the money. They need the money.
You might even get a better show out of this, because let's be honest, original Whitney Houston could not dance. Hologram Whitney Houston, if programmed properly.
They better not program for me doing no Megan style.
Disagree.
So let's just say, God forbid, if anybody happens to anybody in this room,
mm-hmm.
would you want Dish Nation to replace you with a hologram?
Absolutely not.
I don't think she would be as funny. And then the crazy thing, what if she's funnier? Then they're going to be like, well, we should have had the hologram the whole time.
And then all you going to lose your job.
Okay, because they're going to hologram all
Right. Now, moving right along, Lizzo might want to think twice before she tweets. Okay, now, anybody who's ever ordered food before, you know the struggle. Now, earlier this week, the singer ordered food through the Postmates app, but things went south when she never received her food.
Ooh.
Oh, I know she was mad.
Yeah.
Now, Lizzo got real hangry and tweeted a photo of the delivery girl with the caption, "Hey, at Postmates, this girl Tiffany W. stole my food. She lucky I don't fight no more."
Ooh. Mm. And then you be mad as hell when that happened. I'm not gonna lie. When you get your mouth set
and
on
you
whatever,
be hungry,
ooh, you be like drooling for whatever you order, and then you wait for like 2 hours and you realize it's not coming
there yet, and then it ain't coming at all.
All right, now, according to sources, the Postmates employee in question waited at the designated drop-off location for 5 minutes, but was unable to reach Lizzo and had to move on with the delivery. Now, she's deleted the tweet and apologized, but I know how she feels.
I know how she feels.
5 minutes, she should have waited a little longer than 5 minutes, the delivery person, I think. Like, 5 minutes ain't, you know?
Lizzo needs to be sued.
Her name is Lizzo.
Lizzo,
not
her.
Lizard.
Well, her.
She needs to be
sued.
Why?
That's publicly humiliating that woman, for one thing. That woman needs her job. She just became a star, so now she want to act like, keep her calm in this by tweeting other people.
Because you know her minions probably going to come after that poor
lady. You damn right, so now she needs to be sued.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, y'all. And cuffing season is upon us, and I know you want to cuddle up with your boo thing under a warm blanket. Well, the Snuggle Me weighted blanket is what you need to get your cuffing season on. This weighted blanket distributes weight evenly across your body, simulating the feeling of being hugged. The deep touch pressure simulation provided by weighted blankets can also help those with anxiety, stress, insomnia, restlessness, and provide a sense of calmness.
Oh, I just love this blanket.
Ooh. Ooh, me too, but unlike Gary, I actually have someone to cuff with. Tell me more, Brad.
Well, this blanket is made out of lead-free, high-density glass beads, distributing 15 pounds of weight and will help you get to sleep faster and stay sleep longer. Perfect for everyday use at night for sleeping or relaxing on the couch. Hey, Craig.
Huh? Yo, my bad, Brad. How much is it?
Usually it's as high as $150, but you can stay warm and cuff for the low, low price of just $39. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Coming up, in honor of the Emmys coming up, we're going to play a little game of What the Flashback. You don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So, our homie Andrew Freund is going to be on the Emmys red carpet this weekend. And, of course, we'll have all that for you next week. But today, we're going to play a new game looking back at all the fashion of the Emmys red carpet of the past. So, we're going to play
What the Flashback?
Now, the game is pretty simple. I'm going to show you guys pictures of celebrities from the red carpet from back in the day. All right? Now, you got to guess what year it is just based off the fashion in the picture. And the person who gets closest to the correct answer without going over wins the game.
Okay, gotcha.
You got it?
I got it, because I'm about to win this game.
Now, this thing, y'all, you only got 20 seconds to get the answer right, and we're going to rock out, all right?
Okay.
So, up first, we got Olivia Pope, a.k.a. Kerry Washington.
Yes.
And if you look closely, she has a very special accessory with her.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
What year was this?
Short.
All right, what year was it? Looks like the brat got it. So even with a short
bitch, you can't go over the year.
But that was 2017, though, when this happened.
I know, but you went over. No. It was 2016 when it happened.
Well, I'd be damned.
You went over.
You'll be damned and wrong, Gary, because brat got a point. So Brad's in the lead with a point. Now, moving on. Next, we got Demi Moore with her now ex-husband, Bruce Willis, on the Emmy red carpet. Now, think about when they were together. What year was this?
Oof.
All right, show it. Well, guess what?
What?
Push is off by a good, strong 68 years.
But I won.
Y'all went over. Well, the correct year was actually 1988.
Oh, damn, Gary, the rules are stupid. Yeah. But I won because I did 1920. That makes a lot of sense.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Somebody's found the loophole.
Oh, yes.
Next up is the beautiful Halle Berry, who never ages, so it makes it really hard to figure it out. But what year is this? And show me your answers. 1965, 1995, and 1991. The correct answer was the year 2000. The person who is closest is the brat.
It didn't go over.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah.
Well played. Now, this one is worth 5 points. So whoever gets this counter might actually win the game.
5 points? Hate this game.
Now, we got Fran Drescher. Everybody knows her as the nanny, and she's showing us some skin. She also doesn't age bad either. So, what year is this?
Oof.
Yeah, I knew what year she did that dress.
Okay, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the correct year was actually 1996. Brad, you over by 1 year.
Yeah.
Gary, you are the closest without going over. Gary, you have won the game.
Yeah!
Hey, crown this man.
So not fair. He didn't get any other points. Yeah. Why did he win the game? He didn't win no other points.
Well, let me tell y'all something, honey. I want to thank Portia Ass, honey, for showing me how to cheat like this, honey.
Because that's how she won the previous game.
Up next, honey, find out how the Kardashians, honey, influenced Roseanne Barr to make a big change in her life. Our L.A. crew will explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, good or bad, Roseanne Barr, TV's mother. yeah, she never ceases to amaze us, and she's done a lot of shocking things in her career, especially recently. And get this, she recently revealed that she loves the Kardashians. That kind of shocks me.
Wow.
And was inspired by their aesthetic. You see what I did there? Here's what she said. She said, I did have one procedure where I got the fat sucked out of my stomach and put in my butt.
Okay.
Because I just basically have a crack in my back. And we have a picture. The first picture is June of 2018. The next picture is just this month, September 2019.
Okay.
I mean, she looks like she's got a little...
Got a little bit more junk in the trunk. I see it.
Yeah, but in the before picture, it looks like she's got her shirt tucked in so you can see it. And then in the after picture where she's got, obviously got some butt, she's got a butt curtain on so you can't see it. So is she proud of the work done or is she not? She was a bigger gal anyway, all over. Right, so to take it from one area and put it in another area, it seems like maybe you would try to go with the workout direction. So you lose it all.
Yeah, right.
Mm. I always heard that if you take it out one place, it's going to go someplace else anyway.
Really?
Like if you take it out of the stomach, other fat cells will just get bigger.
Yeah, it won't come back to where they took it out because you took those cells.
Well, you don't know where it's going to come back. So all of a sudden, you know, you take it out of here, you take it out of your butt, and all of a sudden you got like this frog goiter. It's like,
but look at my ass. Look at my ass.
And my flat stomach. Rub it.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.